The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Knew you'd call me out, so I just said yo normally.
That was not normal.
No, I said yo.
No, that's not yo.
Yo. Yo. This episode is brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
HARRYS.com. And they have chill, awesome, sweet, adult
razors
and shaving kits. So their big recent announcement is that they have a seasonal razor collection for the fall. And they even have a lookbook, and it's called Heywood Lookin'. So that's pretty funny.
Hey, wood looking.
Yeah, you don't have to sing it.
What you got cooking?
They offer Truman and Winston shave sets, which are $15 and $25 respectively. And then once you get those, blades are $2 or less, and shaving cream is $8. They're cool. They're adult. It's a way of upgrading your life right. For very, very cheap.
You're a grown-up. Act like it.
And
I'm talking to you specifically.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
You know, I do have Harry's, so I know you're not talking to me. But if you want a Harry's shaving kit of your own, go to harrys.com and put coupon code IFIWEREYOU22 when you make the purchase, and you'll be entered to win a chance at a free year of blades. Think we're kidding? We're not, because we had this contest last time we promoted Harry's, and we have a winner from episode 16, and his name is Jack Donovan. Cool name for a cool guy who just got free blades.
Jack Donovan sounds like the name of a guy who's going to shave with Harry's razors.
Every single day.
Can I just really quick, is it too far away for me to say, I don't know about you, if I were you 22?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know about you if I were you 22.
So please check out harrys.com, put in the coupon code, and yes, check them out. You won't be disappointed. Enjoy this episode, guys. Thanks, Harry's.
If I were you, I wouldn't ask them questions about chlamydia or herpes. If I were you, I'd just probably call Loveline and talk to Dr. Drew. If I were you, I'd ask my gynecologist what to do. If I were you, I'd never risk my health based on misinformation from some guy with a butterfly tattoo and a nerdy Jew.
Very nice, but chill.
Yeah, we appreciate the sentiment and the fact that you're a fan, but cool it.
Yeah. Lovely song. Watch it, all right?
And Jake's not a nerdy Jew, and I do not have a butterfly tattoo.
So you got your information wrong there.
Unfortunately for you, your jokes landed a little flat.
It was misguided.
To say the least.
Not misinterpreted.
35 minutes of this.
We never, ever break the bit.
Hey, welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And I like that theme song because he referenced like specific storylines that we've had on this podcast,
yeah.
Which is namely the misinformation you've given out about your sexual
education. When am I ever going to live that
education?
Down? When am I going to live that down?
I guess at least give me like 3 to 5 more episodes of bringing it up.
All right, but that's really it.
You actually did get the results of your STD test. We're going to save that for the break.
Oh, man.
A little teaser.
Keep on listening, folks.
And get out your pen and paper now and just try to jot some guesses as to what you think Jake has.
How about just the over-under for how many STDs I got?
We're setting it at 7.5, so make your decision now. Hey, no cheating, no lying. You're only fooling yourself.
Yeah, no cheating and lying. That's just what I do in relationships.
Oh, I'm alone and I'm empty inside. Jesus, I'm so sorry.
That's how I would cry if I could.
Yeah, I saw a human crying on television once, and that's sort of how I mimic it when something bad is happening.
Me, I'm a robot.
Oh, God, you're short-circuiting.
That's what syphilis is.
All right. So how does this work? Basically, people are in such tough places in their lives. They're like, God, I'm in this weird, weird place, and I don't know what to do. Should I ask a loved one? Should I confide in someone that I don't know? Or should I email in a podcast, and maybe they'll choose my question out of the thousands, and they'll ridicule me and try to offer up their advice. And
yeah, I think if we make fun of certain people enough, they're on the straight and narrow, though.
Yeah.
I do think sometimes we shame people into the right answer.
Oh, so like we give them tough love.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's embarrassing, but like this is what you needed to hear.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes people, anyway, these people email us in with their questions and we answer them on the show. And that email, if you wanted to email us, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And
that's if I were you show.
Oh.
I thought it would be cool to have a catch.
I know it is. It's my ears. My ear does hurt. It's completely unrelated. I think
promise?
I
promise?
Yeah, it was infected or something.
All right, then here we go.
No. That's not what I meant. You should always stop that.
All right.
I do feel bad sometimes when we make fun of people. Like, I'll email people be like, hey, we use your question on the show. Things got a little crazy, but hope you like it. No response.
I'm mortified by you. You asshole.
I'm mortified of myself. I feel bad. I don't know. But is it worth it?
Let me work it.
I'll put my thing down, flip it.
And reverse it.
Yes, it's your fiff and if and when yet.
It is your fiff and if and when yet.
Come on.
You got a big fat dick. Let me search it.
Whoa.
What, dude? It's the rest of the song.
Big fat dick. Let me search it.
Find out how hard I got to work it.
She says a big fat dick.
It might be a big black dick.
Really?
I don't know. I think they bleep it.
Yeah. If I had a big fat dick, I wouldn't need anyone to search it.
Well, just she has to find out how hard she's got to work it.
Oh, I see. So if you're fiffin-iffin.
When yet.
I gotcha.
It's yours fiffin-iffin when yet.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott, we're coming at you. Because we didn't have a podcast when you came out with that song, so we're going to make fun of you now.
She's totally listening.
Oh yeah, she was a big. She actually wore a hashtag dope t-shirt.
To the VMAs in 2012.
Her speech, her acceptance speech was seize the cheese.
Why? What did she even...
She grabbed the moon man, she held it up above her head, and she said, Toda.
God, that was an amazing dream you had. Should we get this party started?
Why not?
I'll tell you why not, because people like the intro. They like it. They like just to see us joking around. God forbid we get to the questions. That's just a conceit. Okay, it doesn't mean anything. It's a structure.
Right,
all right, we don't need to care about the bare bones of the structure. They want to see
us
color. They want to see us color. They don't want to see the outline. They want to see the painting.
Everyone just turned the podcast off,
including your mom.
She'd rather wash the dish in silence.
Does she still listen to this?
I think so.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Mama.
We should have her on the show.
I would love that.
This will be a test. Don't tell her that we're talking about her. And if you want to be on the show, Laura, you should email us and we'll get you on the show. But if you never hear this, then you'll never know.
Right. And you don't deserve to be on the show. How's that, Mom?
That being said, most of the guests we want on the show will probably have never heard the show.
That's true.
So it's not fair to hold your mom to a higher standard.
We only want people on the show who already know and love it.
Specifically, this person right here who emailed us in. Let's get started. Ready? This
seamless
email,
transition.
This email comes from a dude. We're going to give him a fake name to preserve his anonymity, but I assure you this email is 100% real. So this real email from this fake person, Adam, reads, So recently I've been trying to be a better person. I've started reading books, drinking red, pursuing excitement and a girlfriend. Here lays my dilemma. I met this absolute gorge girl down the road. I told her that her face is awesome and she responded with smiles and a telephone number. Here's the thing. On our first date, we connected so much that we ended up banging in the bathroom of the restaurant, sober as a bone. Then banging at mine, shwasted on Merlot. I really want to date this girl, but I feel like she sees me as more of a fuck bud, a friend with benefits and a sex on tap. What should I do? Love, Sam.
I don't know why he thinks drinking red wine makes him a better person.
Maybe he saw Sideways. I think his problem is his imaginary girlfriend.
Right, or the fact because that the imaginary sex he had in the bathroom.
Yeah, this guy probably went to masturbated in a Pizza Hut bathroom and yeah, then
who
came home.
Connects so well on a first date that they fuck sober,
bone in a bathroom, sober in the restaurant,
sober as a bone. I threw her a bone
and then banging on mine, schwasted on Merlot.
I really think like having sex in a bathroom is not a sober decision that anyone makes.
Nobody wants to do that.
No one's like, all right, dude, I need to have you right now. Let's both excuse ourselves from the restaurant where the waiter's going to be coming to check on us. Go to the bathroom and bang. Then we'll get schwasted on Merlot. No one says schwasted and then says on Merlot. You don't get schwasted on Merlot.
What do you get schwasted on?
You get schwasted on, like, tequila shots. You get drunk on Merlot. You classless fuck.
You're classless, assless.
Deaf and dumb.
So what now? Let's say he is telling the truth, which odds are he's probably not.
Right, his problem is that somebody sees him as a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Isn't the problem with fuck buddies always that it gets too real and gets emotional? Just wait. Just keep doing that.
Yeah. At one point, she'll either want to date you or stop boning you.
Yeah. I think if you have enough sex with anybody, you start to feel connected with them. It doesn't matter if it's like...
I wonder what the Guinness Book of World Record is for longest fuck buddy without any emotional attachment.
It's held by Guinness himself.
Sir Alec Guinness.
Guinness and Webster, actually.
Genuine class. And Roger as the third person in this homosexual love triangle. Though maybe it is two dudes, because like that's how dudes think.
Yeah.
So it's like this
true.
Gay fuck buddy situation where like two dudes just wanted to bone and never got emotionally attached.
Maybe.
Was that an offensive guesstimate?
Saying that gay guys just view everybody as fuck buddies and they don't settle down?
Or that females are incapable of being as emotionally detached as men?
I guess, yeah, it's offensive. I wonder if isn't it rooted in truth? I feel like they've done studies where it's like, this is like me saying STDs aren't contagious. They've actually done studies where it says girls are like clingy little shits and dudes are actually chill.
This is you after you got broken up with. You're schwasted on Merlot talking to a bartender.
Yeah, you know, like there's actual like scientific studies that says girls are sluts. I swear to God,
there's like one, I think it was in the fucking New England Journal of whatever the fuck that said, I swear to God, it said Meredith was a slut. Like, I don't know what their freaking hypothesis was or if they fucking used the scientific notation.
Yeah, I think they used her as some kind of lab rat and she ended up sucking off every single scientist in the room. So they concluded that she was like some kind of mean bitch.
I think I read the abstract on microfiche at the library and never ended up getting the entire freaking catalog in or downloading it. But
that's
really
how you know I'm chill.
I really think she was a bitch at the end.
The scientific conclusion was that dudes are chill and girls are cray.
It was the freaking cover. It was like that was the cover story or fucking stem cells some shit. I can't freaking remember anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the truth is. I feel like I've heard that men are better at separating sex and it's like actually there's like some kind of...
evolutionary
origin. Yeah, there's like some... Yeah, there's some something that's released during a female orgasm that makes them feel more connected or something than and men don't have it.
Oh, interesting. It's
something
I've read.
Who knows?
It's the opposite of jizz.
Right.
Jizz is emotions that we're giving to women.
Right. Jizz is it's out of me. Now I feel nothing.
And you feel it because you have the jizz.
I give you the curse.
Sex is transferring the curse.
I get to go be a monster again. Stomp, 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 stomp. Tinder, tinder, tinder.
Now that I'm lighter from the ball sack up, I can do whatever I want. And you're weighted down by my liquid curse.
That'd be the funniest name for semen ever. The curse. Yo, shit, man. I fucking cursed all over my bed. I had a wet dream and I ended up with the curse in my sheets.
Jake, it's okay. When you do curse in a sock, just let me know before I do the laundry.
I'm cursed.
I really am. I'm cursed of myself. Help.
I think we helped this guy.
By calling him a liar?
And saying that if he wants to not be a fuck buddy, just keep on being a fuck buddy and then somebody's going to get emotional about it.
Yeah.
Though it sounds like it might be you.
So if clearly this person's lying, but if someone's in this relation, in this type of place where the guy wants to get more serious and the girl just wants to be fuck buddies, keep it going. try to increase the rate or the frequency of it. And by proxy, by default, you guys will somehow become closer emotionally.
That's
too.
Science. That's science.
That's science.
Bitch.
Magnets. All right, cool. Good question. Good question. That was a good answer, actually.
Oh, my God.
In terms of how would you score that?
Jump out your window.
What?
Do it.
You really want me to?
Yeah.
I bet if I did it, you'd be like pissed.
Nope.
I bet you'd be sad.
No.
And I think you'd regret it.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not today.
You
but
know
like
what
one
would happen
day,
if you yeah. if you jumped out the window, you yeah. went into a coma, you woke up 9 months later, yeah. you said, "Who came to visit me?" I would not be on the list of people. I promise.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah. You would. You'd feel bad.
Oh, you're laughing. Other you're people, smiling, but there's tears rolling down your eyes.
Other people
right
would
now.
Guilt you into it. I think. Oh,
that is the
like,
saddest
you wouldn't
truth.
Want to, but
that
like,
is, that's just a sad thing
Rosie
for you to realize.
Would make you feel bad enough that you'd like just squeeze in a visit it's like so... on a Thursday afternoon or some shit. You would. All right. Here's something I remember. Remember when we, before we started the podcast, you said, maybe don't say what question number it is because we can just record a bunch of questions and pick
oh,
and choose
the funniest ones.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No, we never did it because we ended don't... up not wanting to edit at all.
Right. We decided not to edit the questions.
Yeah. So if something turns out not funny, it's still in the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember it because it's a good decision that we should actually ultimately go back to. For example, this question, which comes from question number
blank.
2, 3, nice. Or 4. Comes from, let's call her Hannah. Hey guys, so I work at a hospital and last week I took care of a really hot patient. All the other nurses were saying how attractive he was and joking that we would make a cute couple. It was inappropriate at the time, so I didn't do anything about it. But now that he is out of the hospital, I'm trying to decide if I should reach out to him. On a scale of 1 to 10, how creepy would it be if I were to friend him on Facebook? Thanks for your help. Love, Hannah. This is so, like, it's so funny that the emails we get from guys versus girls. Right. The ones we get from guys are like, hey, I've asked this girl out 3 times. I really want to fucking do it again, but I don't know. Like, she's, like, busted, and, like, should I yeah, still go like, for it?
Yeah, this chick goes out with my friend, but, like, I'm sort of into her. Should I ask her out? Like, what are you talking about?
And then this, from a girl, the most romantic thing happened to her, right. where she took care of a really hot patient. They had this emotional connection, and she's still unsure as to whether or not it would be too creepy to Facebook
him. This
is
like something out of the movies or porn. Yeah. It's so awesomely hot. This is like the dream.
Have you seen The English Patient or the porno version?
Or Christine... Oh, shit, what is her name? Christina Rose in POV Fantasy number 8, maybe?
POV Rafe Fiennes.
yeah, shit. Dude, just ask, yes. You should have asked him out while he was in the hospital. That's like such a, if I ever went to the hospital, my one hope, like, because whatever circumstances you're there under, they obviously suck.
Yeah.
Like, you have an attractive nurse, and then she asks you on a date when you're better. That's awesome.
Yeah. If anything, you should have done it while he was pumped out on that med.
Yeah,
that's
medicine.
That sweet, sweet medicine.
That medicine. You're his medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need 3 cc's of you. He needs an IV drip, and those are your initials, I think.
I wonder if you can stop that. The voice. all right, cool. We're having fun. I wonder if you can never do the voice again. What could I do to ensure that that never has to happen?
You're doing
again.
It, I think. You're
right
shaming
now?
Me away from it.
All right.
Yeah, you're dangling the carrot of courage away from me ever wanting me to do that again.
Great, 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 great. Got all of his limbs amputated, by the way. This girl's such a good person that she just fell in love with his personality.
And she did it. Would it be creepy? Is it ever creepy to friend someone on Facebook? Isn't friending someone so passive that, like, how creepy can it be? Like, you can refuse that.
I guess it's not creepy, but it is blatantly flirty, especially in this situation.
It's always flirty to add someone on Facebook,
right.
I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think that's, I guess, like, the creepy isn't the right word that she used. I mean, she should be like, should I be embarrassed to flirt with him this hard? And right. She shouldn't be embarrassed to flirt with him this hard.
Do you ever friend people on Facebook? Or are you one of those people that are like, if they friend me, like if you met a lady and you got along with her very well, would you friend her or would you wait to see if she friended you?
I never friend anybody.
Anybody?
No. Well, maybe, I think I friended, the last person I friended was a dude. Nick Rad, you my man. I have like guy crushes and I'll like add them on Facebook.
Right, because it's like a chill move.
But I feel like girls are so... the weirdest thing is like trying to like become new friends with guys. You're like, all right, man, yeah, let's chill. Can I like have your numbers?
I want to like text you and hang out.
I did it to Kevin Barnett and I did it to Nick Rad. It's like, oh man, I really hope I like get to hang out with these dudes again. How do I get your number, man?
How do I, if I wanted to hang out with your contact?
The least cool I ever am is when I'm trying to hang out with a guy.
Because you don't know like whether like
I don't know how to be flirting. Smooth. Yeah, it is like it's weird, some weird version of flirting.
Not gay.
You're my boy. You're my boy, dude. Not in a gay way. I'd hook up with you only if it helped us get chicks.
Or if you wanted to, and I thought, like, I look up to you, so I'll pretty much do whatever you want.
But I think that, like, Facebook friending people is so passive that I always let a girl do it. Because then it's like, that's what they have, you know? That's like so...
So guys flirt with girls, and if he succeeds, then they get the friendship, the Facebook friend request.
That might be it.
Is that, like, the process?
I guess. Well, I'm sure some guys like add girls as friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know what the real process is, but I do think that like I'm a shameless Facebook flirter, but I like that one initial.
You need the confidence of someone friending you.
It's a total confidence boost. You get that friend request and then you initiate the like the messaging, you know?
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
What a rush. Honestly, this is why I'm a goddamn monster, because just describing Facebook flirting to you right now. I just like my hand started tingling and I was like, yeah, I got excited. I got happy.
Do you like that more than sex in some ways?
Yes.
You do?
In every way.
You'd rather get a friend request from a girl you have a crush on than sleep with a girl that you sort of like.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like doing both. I would rather get a text from a girl that I'm really into than come inside her.
That same woman.
That same girl.
So
I get more of a rush out of the text.
The highlight of your relationship with someone is before you sleep with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if they really knew how to get you, they would just never... No, they would text you, but you wouldn't even necessarily...
Yeah, but then I'd give up. I don't know. I mean, they have no hope.
I will lose
you. You tried to like figure out some way to like best me, and no, it's
the thing is there is no me,
right?
So you can't best this.
I guess
empty
I'm invincible.
Vessel.
Believe me, I've tried.
I'm not only invincible, I am invisible. I look in the mirror and see absolutely nothing.
Invincible, invisible, and just small
and resistible. I am gone. I am a ghost. I am no longer here. Emotionally, absolutely abject vacancy. Just zero of me is still here. So,
Toda rabah. Friend the Gimp on Facebook. I really think you should do it.
All right, we're talking about that. Friend him. I really hope you have already. Although, is there a time, like, if you meet a girl and flirt with her, is there, like, the longer you wait, the longer she makes you wait, the more excited you'll be? Or, like, after, like, a certain amount of time, you'll stop giving a shit?
I'll always be excited at any point.
So whether it's the next morning or 3 weeks from then.
Yeah. I guess I'd probably be more excited a little later, but I wouldn't say that's like a deal breaker.
You'd have written it off, and then when it comes in, you're extra excited.
All right, awesome. But like, then there's also that level of like anticipation. Maybe he went home, he's like, I wonder if I'll get a Facebook friend request, and then he does, and it's like, yes, I was right. That's kind of cool, too.
All right, there you go. There you have it. All right, let's switch gears to another guy question.
Finally.
It's pretty great because it's, as we suspected, the complete opposite of what we just read. This one comes from a guy we'll call Ray. Ray writes, hey, so me and this girl have had a thing going on for about a month and a half now, but the problem is that she is dating my best friend. They've been dating for 2 years, and I just realized her and I are great together. I know she likes me, and I like her a lot, so if you were me, would you back off and not mess with this relationship, or would you go for her and suffer the consequences? I know the obvious choice would be the first one, but I really like this girl. Plus, she's a dime. Thanks. I just love that he called her a dime.
Is she a dime?
She's a goddamn 10-cent piece.
I really had my mind made up until I heard that last piece of information right there.
She's two nicks. She is 10 pennies, my friend. She's a
goddamn dime.
She's an FDR.
An FDR. I'm just like trying to dissect this question a little bit. One of them is, one of the things he said is he's had a thing going on with this girl for a month and a half.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, 6 weeks.
Sure.
And then he said, I just realized I liked her.
Yeah, he just
So you started fucking her 6 weeks ago without really caring that your best friend, or maybe just friend.
Yeah, wait, did he fuck her?
I mean, he's like, has a thing. I don't know. What
he
else
has
is there?
A thing for her.
Oh, a thing for her? I thought he said with her.
Oh, So me and this girl have had a thing going on for around a month and a half.
Yeah, that's fucking.
And she's dating my best friend. So, so they're like hooking up.
I think
up.
They're hooking up. A thing going on?
They've been dating for 2 years now, and I just realized her and I are great together. So his best friend was dating a girl for 2 years.
Is still dating her.
And then he
And also, don't call it dating when it's 2 years. They're in a full-fledged relationship. Look, oh, that sounds so casual. Oh, they're dating. No, they go out with each other. They're boyfriend but and girlfriend.
Would you not know your best friend's girlfriend from 2 years, and he started hooking up with this random girl. It's like, oh, you're the girl that he's been
dating.
No,
no, I'm saying
years?
He knew.
So you're saying he knew.
Yeah. I'm saying this jack off knew his best friend and his best friend's girlfriend. They'd been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they started hooking up. Did it for 6 weeks, and then he realized, oh, I like her. I'd like their relationship to end so I can date her.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
This is one of those things where if you guys end up married, then it's like the most romantic, funny story. Like, how did your parents meet? Oh, my mom was dating my dad's best friend and he broke him up. Well, I guess true romance wins. But if you don't, then you're just an asshole who broke up his best friend and his girlfriend's relationship.
Yeah, I guess like 40 years in the future when you've got like kids and they're having kids, then it's like sort of cute that you guys had some kind of illicit affair. But it's not that cute. And it's definitely not cute right now.
So,
and also, it does not sound like you like her that much.
Well, she's a dime.
She's a dime.
She's a goddamn
that's it.
Dime. She likes her enough to compare her to the thinnest coin.
I really think you suck, man. I'm only saying it because I've been you.
I suck is what you mean.
Yeah, we suck, me and you.
This is coming off of a nurse who helped a hot guy. He's like, should I friend him on Facebook? I really feel like creepy or whatever.
Right, like, oh yeah, totally, I get that. I actually feel creepy myself. My best friend and his girlfriend, I've been like trying to break up their relationship for a month and a half.
She's a 10-cent piece, just throwing that out there.
You gotta understand, she's a dime.
She's a buck and a quarter, if not a penny. So I would say leave him alone or go for it. Seize the cheese or you do you.
It sounds like he's already messed this up. There's nothing you can do now. Like, I guess... Jesus, you've ruined it. You took your curse and you've ruined everything.
You've cursed their entire relationship.
I would say, so do you.
Meaning
you gotta seize that cheese, okay?
You're just spouting out some sort of catchphrases.
I'm only talking to people who've been listening to since the beginning.
Here's the thing. Regardless of what we say, when you really like someone, you'll do whatever.
Right. It doesn't matter what we say. You're already breaking up
if
the
you
relationship.
Really, I've never met someone who had such a crush on someone and they had such a crush on him but they were like, this is a bad situation. Let's stop. Like, love and feelings and emotion will always cause you to do bad things.
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody's mature enough to put the kibosh on something because it's a bad idea in the future.
Which you're definitely not going to do, but let's at least see if you've got the courage to tell your friend what's going on.
So go for it, but at least be open. Or let the girl decide, you know? Maybe it's her decision,
Well, make a mutual decision, but I think you guys should keep in mind that your friend has a right to know. The end.
That's it. That's our last... question. That's our last episode. Thank you so much to everyone who's listened to this entire show.
Harry's, that is
really appreciate you sponsoring
honor,
me.
It's an honor. It's an honor. It really is.
to have you promote and sponsor not only this last episode, but the last thing I'll ever say. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Oh my God, he did it. He did it. I didn't think he had the cojones, but he did it. All right, folks, this is just Jake coming at you, and I gotta call 911. I gotta clean this up. Oh, this is bad. This is bad for you, Hurwitz.
They're not going to believe you, man. Oh, God, there's blood everywhere.
No, I pray there's a bullet left in this gun here. All right, then. Oh, yeah, there's one in the chamber then. Oh, thank you, Harry's. Oh.
Click. Oh, God damn it. Damn it. What sort of poetic irony is that?
Now, the prints are on the gun. So who's in there? Who's in there? Oh, dear Lord, dear Lord.
This turns into some sort of 1930s radio program.
Who's in there?
Who done in there, Ma?
Oh, you don't understand. It's been in, I've been framed here. Oh, you gotta believe me.
It's the case of the century, boys. Yes, this one's a real dealie of a pickle. Horowitz v. Blumenfeld. Two Jews from Lower Manhattan.
Two Jews.
I say we kill them both.
You're already dead.
Yeah. Let's take an intermission.
Finally.
From not only that weird little theater that we did, but from the show itself. We're at, the half an hour mark.
Yeah, we clearly need that break.
We don't have to be funny.
Nope.
We just have to be us.
Just
you
us.
You can turn your brain off.
That's nice.
You got your STD results back.
Yeah, you guys what can't see you... this, but Amir is, he's massaging me right now.
What did she say? What happened? First of all, how did it work? You call?
Yeah, so I went in. Oh, I don't even think I had talked about the process of going in, which was insanely easy.
It was like a vending machine, right? Where you stick your dick into the coin slot?
I stuck one arm into a little slot and my dick into another.
And a Mountain Dew came out.
I think it was like STD test NY or something. I Googled free STD testing New York. That's what I did.
Okay.
And I went with the place that had like the highest reviews. Went, I waited literally like 3 minutes, filled out some paperwork, went right in, got a shot. They drew some blood. I pissed into a little container and then I went away. And it was incredibly easy. Everybody should do it. I can't believe I waited this long. And then 3 days later, I called back. I said my name and I asked for my results.
Uh-huh.
And they gave them to me.
Shoot me straight, man.
I said, you got to just tell me like it is. Trust me, I'm a good man. I'm a big boy. I can handle this.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you what they are. All right. You're yelling at
me. Yeah, and I can handle whatever you got to say.
I'm just, all right. I need to tell you.
All right,
you.
Okay.
If you could be
positive for syphilis, positive for chlamydia, positive for herpes, positive. No. All right, so no, actually, it was negative for everything. Totally, I'm somehow by some immaculate, like some miraculous... miraculous
turn of events,
stroke of luck. So, I don't have any STDs.
So you could say you told me so. You were right all along, and you've been doing everything the right way.
I knew I was clean.
I freaking knew it.
No, it's kind of surprised because, like, when you're waiting, you just build it up in your head, like, oh, I definitely have everything.
Right.
I was sure that I had AIDS, but that's the first one they tell you. They're like, negative for HIV, negative for gonorrhea, negative for syphilis, negative for herpes, negative for chlamydia. And I think that was all of them.
You do have high cholesterol, though.
How do you know, man? The weird thing is, the weirdest thing was that, or not weird, I guess this is completely normal for me, but the girl at the STD clinic was like super cute.
Oh.
And I wanted to like, and we like flirted a little bit when I was like getting my, filling out my form. And then I like had a nice little goodbye with her when I left. But I knew you can't ask them out because like
not until after the results.
Oh yeah, what if you're like, oh yeah, like let's go out sometimes, like totally, yeah. And then you call and it's like, actually about that date,
you could be like,
I don't want to see you.
Since I'm so negative, why don't you tell me how positive you are that you'd go out with me?
You're actually, you do have syphilis.
Okay. I seem to have cut you off a little bit too early in the game.
Yeah, as long as I had something that was curable, I could have been like, all right, hey, tell you what, I'm gonna go on some penicillin for a few weeks.
I am curable and you are sick curable. So please let me take care of you, baby. You don't have to work in that STD clinic. Daddy got you right.
I'm gonna take you away from here.
I'm gonna turn you into a real honest woman. You ain't need to handle no man's pee anymore.
What is this weird southern thing that we started doing? I don't know how this happened.
Oh, I just hope it's not racist.
Yeah, I think it's not.
It's not unless you
it's
thought
weird
it was,
because, like,
and then it's you're racist for thinking.
There's so
that.
Many movies with like racist people with southern accent that like any southern accent just sounds vaguely racist.
Yeah, that's not our fault.
No, it's the South's fault.
Yeah.
Y'all shouldn't have fought on the wrong side of the Civil War, should ya?
And not even you guys. Like, you shouldn't have even grown up in a place that fought on the wrong side of the Civil War.
It's not on us.
Your grandparents should have had the wherewithal to move. At the very least.
Maybe they did from New York to Georgia at some point.
North of the Mason-Dixon. All right, should we get to one last question?
Let's try.
This one comes from another lady. Doo-dah.
Doo-dah.
Three ladies.
Doo-dah day.
Oh, wait, no, this is the second lady.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call her Marnie.
Marnie.
Come on, take the Marnie and run.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
What is that one?
It's a Beatles song.
Oh, nice.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I just broke up, and I have been pretty miserable and sad. He cheated on me and broke my heart. Meanwhile, my best friend slash roommate has just fallen in love with a rich, good-looking, and all-around great guy. I know I should be happy for her, but I can't help but just want to punch her in the face whenever she tells me how great everything is going. How do I tell her I don't want to hear about it until my heart has been mended? Thanks, Marnie.
Yeah, your best friend has to understand the world's about you, right?
Oh my God.
The world revolves around you.
Oh,
Marnie.
No.
Yeah.
That's what you got out
I really
of that.
Think, I really think that's what she thinks.
That you think, you feel, so this is the world's smallest violin.
I'm going to tell her like it is.
Yeah,
this is the world's smallest violin, and I'm going to break it off your goddamn skull, okay?
Is there an amount this girl could be rubbing it in for you to feel bad for her?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of tough, actually. Because, yeah, you know, you got your heart broken. That sucks. You don't want to hear about somebody else's great life. Maybe she's talking about it too much. Because sometimes when things are really great, you do want to talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I'm going to pass. I don't give a shit enough about this question to justify it with an answer beyond...
We're going
to
pass on this question, huh?
Yes. Order in this courtroom. I won't have it. I won't hear
objection.
It.
Objection! Objection! I think that you could probably tell her... I don't think you could be like, hey, I want to punch you in the face. Just like, shut up. Don't tell me anything.
Maybe you should just do it. Yeah, you should just punch her.
Just punch her.
Yeah.
Just ask her to be sensitive. Just be like, I know I'm like super happy for you, but I'm like, I can't help feel sorry for myself every time I hear this stuff. Can you please just like, you know.
Dial it down. Like, you're at a 9 and I need you out of 5.
Right. I think there's a balance that you guys can find. Because you also, she's your friend. You have to be happy for her.
Yeah. And or you can say, hey, at least someone in my life is happy. And that's considered a good thing for me. Like, yeah, I feel terrible about myself. But that doesn't mean I'm going to make myself feel bad when I hear about other people's love. Just because I'm poor doesn't mean I get jealous, angry, and enraged when someone else wins the lottery. No,
you do. Yeah, you get really mad. Like, when any of our friends find success and like make money doing something, you get really pissed.
I feel nothing but greed and jealousy.
Yeah, you ask for a cut. Yeah. I've seen you hit up every single one of our friends who like came into any money.
Well, I say, what's your salary? Can you imagine if it was 99% of that? Would you really be that pissed if you gave me 1% of that?
You would never miss a penny from a big jar of change, right?
It's a drop in the bucket. If everyone gave me 1% of their salary, I wouldn't have to work a goddamn day in my life. Yep. And nobody's given me money so far.
A couple of people have beaten you up about it, right?
But actually, everyone had. That's why I'm so poor. They all beat me up and take my money.
You've got the highest beat up rate of anybody I've ever seen.
What's the beat up rate? How do you quantify that?
I don't know. But you just
people
get
you approach over 100.
Yeah, just like so. I guess 8 out of 10 of your conversations end with somebody at least accosting you.
So the ratio is people you approach that beat you up over how many people you approach total.
Oh my God! I'm gonna beat you up right now.
I just want to know if we're talking
trying
about
to make it math.
We're talking about ratios.
Make it math or
trying to make it science.
Yeah, science, bitch.
So I'm gonna take it one step in a different direction and say you should evaluate what it says about yourself that hearing about someone that your best friend gaining happiness makes you sad.
I don't think that's fair.
That is very fair.
I actually don't think that's fair.
That should make you as happy as you trying to find true love. If you find true love, and if someone else does, that should be the same thing for you.
It's two the same, you know? Like, I just got my heart broken and my best friend just found love. It's like, that's a gut punch. If it's like, I just got my heart broken and my best friend just won the lottery, that's totally different. It's like, oh, I can be happy for you. You got like, or like got some kind of promotion at work. That's something that you can like almost distract your broken heart from.
So if you lost your job today and you were depressed, and I got cast on a TV show, would that make you extra depressed?
Yes, of course.
Or would you be happy for me?
I would be, there'd be part of me that would be happy for you, but if I got
cast on a TV show.
What the fuck? Am I fired? If I got fired and you got a big promotion, I would be like pretty sad. That would hurt my feelings. I'd be upset. It would be very hard for me to be totally happy for you.
To be disconnected from those two.
You could do that?
Not only could I, but I would. I would feel nothing. It wouldn't even make me sad to be fired knowing that you got a promotion.
I would step down today if they would just agree to promote you.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if I would agree to that, the stepping down thing.
I quit if Amir can have all my salary.
That's what I would do. Try to, if you want to like let her know, do it so, try to let her know that you're sensitive about this kind of stuff. Or you can try to find happiness in it. That's what I say. I say, let her happiness be your happiness and don't be, make it so it makes you less upset.
Right. And I would say that, of course you're going to be upset. I would never tell you how to feel. I would never tell you to be happy.
You're beautiful.
I think that's irresponsible of someone to do. I think it's irresponsible for somebody to say, right, try to be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Feel your broken heart. And that's fine. That's beautiful.
Right.
But you know what? If your friend's making you feel like garbage, you just have to tell her in an honest, perfect, beautiful way that she's got to dial it back.
If I could just get in there, I would never say there's an honest, perfect, beautiful way. I would also never say, oh, you got to be happy. I don't sound like that.
Right,
I would say what you're doing is, your advice is bad and mine is good.
Uh-huh.
So I would follow my advice over yours.
All right, if I can just jump in here.
Sure.
I think your advice is unattainable.
Yeah, oh, it's idealistic.
You're trying to ask somebody not to feel emotions that they're going to feel naturally.
Right.
So I'm saying, here's a way you can deal with these emotions. Okay. And you're saying, don't feel the emotions.
No.
How this is like sort of like an impossible thing to achieve?
No, I think for you it is impossible because you're not even willing to work on it. You're saying, okay, don't change. Don't try to become a better person. And I'm saying, maybe deep down inside there is somebody who can attain the impossible.
I hate to cut you off, but I'm going to jump in here.
I feel like you do get off cutting me off.
You're getting combative. You're very combative.
I don't feel that I am. Uh-huh. If I am, please let me know.
No,
I will totally back off.
I appreciate that. I really do. It's not a problem. We're stabbing each other.
You are just pressing down on my foot so hard, bones are breaking. And I get that. I really do.
And look, I appreciate that. I'm not going to tell you to be any different than how you are. But
not being different than how you are sort of leads people to never grow emotionally, if that makes sense. I wouldn't ask you to do that either.
I'm not saying you're a bad person because I don't think you know any better, and that's okay.
I feel like I'm blaming your ignorance, not your lack of smarts. I don't know if I'm using too big of words because your vocabulary is so limited, but if I keep talking in this cadence, you'll eventually understand me.
So patronizing.
Patronizing. Patronizing.
How dare you?
How dare you do you? All right. I'm tired as shit.
Yeah, me too.
Let's call it a day.
Let's go to bed.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. It's 2:15 in the afternoon. Yeah. Thanks for listening. I don't know what to say. The first theme song, did we mention, was by a band called Dude on Dude?
I don't know.
Okay, the first theme song was from a band called Dude on Dude.
Dude on Dude.
We're accepting theme song submissions. If you think you could do better than that, or at least as good as that, please email us in. If you're in a sticky situation, a difficult place in your life, please email us in. If you just have advice for us, or a compliment, or a feedback, constructive criticism. We don't need to hear the constructive criticism. Obviously, we've attained greatness, but the compliments would feel nice. Please email us in. And that email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you guys very much.
That first one, first theme song was from a band called Dude on Dude, and this next one was from a dude named Dara Connolly. Dara Connolly. And dare I say, it is quite a good theme song submission. I do declare.
You suck, man.
Hmm?
Sorry.
I thought we were riffing about like a southern. And
dare I say?
Yeah.
Just play the song.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. What?
If you're in a sticky situation and you need friendly recommendation, email ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Get help from Jake and Amir, and things will sounds so very clear.